It is 8 o'clock, and you are coming to you live from the Sapphire Palace at Blue Lake Casino and Hotel on KHUM, Cutton, Eureka, Arcata, and Ferndale, and streaming on the web at khum.com. This is the 12th running of Zounds and 21 years of Redwood Curtain Theater. They are now legally Zounds.
Coast Central Credit Union.
Alf's Evans & Company.
North Coast Audiology. The Parlor.
Vision Center.
H&E Eye Care.
Paul's Live from New York.
And Humboldt Creations.
Redwood Curtain, what would theater lovers do without you? Any plays that are bold and not old, won't you share your season tonight? Tonight, I want to hear your season tonight.
For years, we've been extolling the virtues of the talented folks at Plaza Professionals. From tax preparation to business consulting, James, David, Julie, Jessica, Glenn, and Ben are now so well known due to the exposure they receive right here at Zounds each year on the air, that they've officially told us that they're more popular than ever.
No more clients,
they clamored.
Don't talk about us,
they said.
Don't mention us by name,
they pleaded.
In fact, don't give us any airtime at all.
Fine. And now, that time in America when things were great.
Honey, I'm home.
Oh, Ward, there you are. I must tell you, the worst thing happened to me today.
Oh, calm down, June. Tell me what happened.
Well, first I went to the grocery. Well, while I was in the produce section picking up some cantaloupe, a man came up and grabbed my melons.
What?
I said, "Excuse me, sir, but I believe those would be my melons." He said that he enjoys cantaloupe because they are juicy. I responded, "Me too." We became fast friends then. I hope you don't mind, but I invited him for dessert.
Oh, great. What's for dessert?
Well, a cantaloupe, of course. You do enjoy melons, don't you?
Absolutely, June. Mm-hmm. You know I do.
I do.
However, that doesn't sound so bad. You said something about the worst thing?
From there, I went to the bank. Well, I was at the bank, talking to the manager about the loan we want to take out, and suddenly he's all touchy-feely. His hands were all over me, and, oh, Ward, it was awful.
Now, dear, take it easy. Let's not get too upset here. This sort of thing almost never happens.
What? You mean men in positions of authority almost never grope unsuspecting women?
No. That happens all the time. Now, women brave enough to come forward about it, that's what almost never happens. Remember, this is the late 1950s. Why, there are still plenty of men who view their wives as property. Listen, why don't... call the kids down for dinner and we'll talk about this later.
Well, okay. Wally! Beaver! Time for dinner!
So, Wally, anything new at school today?
Actually, there was a bit of a scuffle between Eddie and a new student, a guy who, you know, looks different.
Different how, Wally?
Well, you know, his skin was, well, it wasn't the same color as your skin or my skin, and he actually wanted to eat lunch in the cafeteria. Go figure.
Golly gee whiz!
Beaver language! So, Wally, he was a person of color then?
Mm-hmm.
Now, Wally, this sort of thing doesn't happen very often.
What, you mean a person with a different skin color wanting to be treated the same as someone like me?
No, that happens all the time. A person of color with the courage to stand up to institutionalized racism, now that doesn't happen so often. Remember, this is the late 1950s. We're still getting used to the idea of black, brown, red, yellow, and orange people being given the right to vote, own property and such. Our sacred, pale, pigmented cultural institutions can only handle a certain amount of upheaval.
Well, hello, Mrs. Cleaver. Oh. You look very pretty today. Is Wally around?
Yes, he is, Eddie. We were just having dinner, and
oh,
so...
I don't mind if I do. Thanks for asking, Mrs. Cleaver.
Would you like to join us?
Welcome, Eddie. We were just discussing your interaction today with the new student.
That's right, Mr. Cleaver. He was trying to pull a stool up to our lunch counter, and so I had to clock him. I had to intervene and help him understand the inappropriateness of his action.
Understood, Eddie. Understood. So, Beef, tell us about your day.
Well, Dad, at school today, I ran into Judy. She was pretty upset. It went something like this. Gee whiz, Judy. You look like you could use a glass of milk and a hunk of cake. What's wrong?
Well, I'll tell you. My brother had to move away because they said he liked his best friend too much.
That seems kind of crummy. Where did he go?
I think he said something about the Castro District in San Francisco.
What's that?
Hey, let's ask our teacher, Miss Landers.
Well, Theodore, the Castro District is a unique place where lots of men and their best friends have done away with all their closet doors.
Why did they do that, Miss Landers?
I guess they got tired of hiding.
Their junk?
Yes, Theodore, in a manner of speaking. They got tired of keeping their goods locked away. I think you'll find that as we shine a light into the dark, closeted places in our lives, we can become more enlightened, more truly ourselves.
Seems like he could have just taken the doors off here if that's all he needed to do.
Well, Judy, sometimes you just wouldn't believe how strong the forces holding those closet doors shut can be.
Gee, Dad, I like my friend Gilbert a lot. Does that mean I have to move to the Castro District in San Francisco and take the doors off my closet, too?
Now, Beaver, this sort of thing doesn't happen very frequently.
You mean a guy liking his friend? Like, a lot?
No. That happens all the time. Two friends who decide they are not going to settle for undeserved hatred and abuse and find someplace more accepting, that's what doesn't happen so often. Remember, this is the late 1950s. We're the Cleavers, and people who look like us shouldn't have to tolerate what makes us feel uncomfortable. This is Cleaverland, dammit! And someday, someone will realize this is the time in America when things are great!
Thank you, Anthony. Nicely done.
And now, for a word about one of our sponsors, Dr. Julie Kelly and North Coast Audiology. Julie, won't you sing about Julie?
Julie, 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 can you hear me? Julie, 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 are you there? Julie, 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 I can't hear you. Julie, 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 do you care? Oh, Julie Kelly, she's the one to help you. If you're saying, huh, Aunt, what was that? She could check your ears and test your hearing. North Coast Audiology's where it's at.
Well, since I'm here waiting at the border, I guess I've got some time to kill. Gosh, what's this book here? Huh, immigration nursery rhymes? Let's see. Once upon a time.
Jacques et Gilles went to Capitol Hill to fetch themselves a visa. But office shut down because of a clown who's acting like a diva.
There was a bold woman whose house was brand new. With so many voters, the house had turned blue. She gave them some hope and, looking ahead, set out to pop the president's swelled head.
Little, two little, three little justices, four little, five little, six little justices, seven little, eight little, nine little justices. Ruth is our favorite judge.
Got to keep her safe from an injury. Keep her off the stairs because they are slippery. Careful with benches, they might be splintery. Ruth is our favorite judge.
Lend her a rib because you've got one to spare. Throw her along because she needs extra air. Everyone, please give her some extra care. Ruth is the judge you can't budge. Woo!
Trumpty Dumpty wanted a wall. Trumpty Dumpty had a great gall. Promised that Mexico was going to pay. And shut down the government when he didn't get his way.
Sing a song of trumpets, a bucket full of lies. 24 years worth starting to capsize. When the door's blown open and canaries start to sing, it will be quite obvious that he's no longer king. The king's been in the White House counting out his money. Melania in the parlor, former Playboy bunny. Ivanka in the garden with Russians by the droves. Soon it will be obvious this emperor has no clothes.
And they dressed snappily ever after. The end. Please welcome to the stage our chanteuse for this evening, Ms. Christina Gioris.
Hello. true. Well, you can cry me a river, cry me a river. I cried a river over you. You drove me, nearly drove me out of my head, while you never shed a tear. Remember, I remember all that you said. You told me love was too plebeian. You told me you were through with me. And now you say you love me. Well, just to prove you do, come on and cry me a river. Cry me a river. I cried a river. A tear. Remember, I remember all that you said. You told me love was too plebeian. You told me you were through with me. And now you say you love me. Well, just to prove you do, come on and cry me a river.
Christina Gioris and her band. This next piece comes to us from playwright Eric Coble, and then we changed it a bunch.
With TV musicals all the rage, a new TV pilot has been announced. Apparently, someone was thinking, well, South Pacific is huge. The TV show Lost was huge. Let's make them both huger. So tonight, we present to you, for the first time ever, and probably the last time ever, Lost on Bally High.
Hey, hey, Tavia, Mr. Peasant, wake up.
Shalom, Mr. Nathan Detroit. Are we rescued yet?
Do I look like the Coast Guard? Do I look like your fairy godmother here to whisk you off this two-bit pile of sand, and I don't even remember which ocean this is?
I always thought of you as more of a fairy godfather.
My point is, you were the lead guy on the raft gang, so where's our raft?
I find myself, Mr. Nathan Detroit, watching the waves wash in and wash out. Wash in and wash out. And I realize our small little lives are not unlike the grains of sand rolling up and around the horseshoe crabs of fate and entangled with the seaweed strands of despair, to be caught in the tidal pool of forgotten dreams and the backwash of forgotten loves.
So, did you build the raft?
I did not build the raft.
This is just peachy. I finally set up a crab game in the back of the chapel of the Sisterhood of Perpetual Revulsion, and now I can't even get there.
Have you tried having a little chat with God, my friend? I find that does wonders.
Well, has the big guy told you why, out of the 64 of us stranded on this podunk paradise, I'm the only one working to get us off?
You're not the only one working, Mr. Detroit.
If it is not Dolly Levi.
Hello, Nathan. Well, hello to have ya.
It's so nice to have you back in your sarong.
Thank you.
Nix, nix, nix the music. How come you get a fanfare every time you walk up and I get nothing?
Curse of you being in an ensemble cast, I suppose. Oh, don't despair, Mr. Detroit. I've been working my little old tail feathers off to get us some huts built before the rainy season.
And?
As my dear departed husband, Ephraim Levi, used to say, you can build a barn, but there's no guarantee the cows will pay the mortgage.
We too say in Anatevka, it is the wise man who builds the outhouse first.
Ah! A flop house with a penthouse is still a flop house.
Ooh, even a rooster needs somewhere to crow.
A front door is only as wide as the widest babushka.
As we say in River City, well, we've got trouble, my friends. Right here in River City, right here, with a capital...
Can it? Will you people can it with all the earthly wisdom and stuff? Do we have a joint to hang our hats or not?
Well, I struck a deal that if all the King of Siam's children would collect bamboo sticks, well, then the sharks and the jets would do the actual construction of the huts.
And?
Well, the sharks and the jets, I'm sad to report, use the opportunity not so much as a community building activity, but as a chance to whack one another with pointed bamboo sticks. After which, they went after the children from Siam. It didn't work as I'd hoped.
Oh, dear.
But I collected some of the strapping young farmers and the cowmen from Oklahoma to resume construction.
I foresee problems there as well.
That's why I've assigned an A1 morale booster.
Hello, everyone.
Who are you?
I'm Maria, the singing governess. I floated ashore on my guitar.
Hello, Maria.
Well, hello, Dolly.
No, 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 no.
Well, I was thinking, as dire as situations can get, there's always room for a little smile.
As we say in Anatevka, there is no pile of manure that the sun cannot make more fragrant.
My mother superior used to say that all the time. So I composed a little ditty. Heat stroke, starvation, malaria, mosquitoes. Baked in the sun till we're orange like Cheetos. No drinkable water, we'll be cannibals soon. Trapped on this island might as well be the moon.
Are you telling me you are in charge of morale?
I also have songs about dysentery and being eaten by wild animals.
Why don't you go sing to the little Siam kids?
Well, they chased me away with bamboo sticks.
I am asking, can this get any worse?
It can always get worse. Believe you me, Governor.
Hello to you, good sir. I'm not sure we've had the pleasure. I am Tevier.
Todd. Sweeney Todd.
Huh?
Ah.
Looks to me like you could use a bit of a shave, Master Tevye.
Fine, thank you.
Just a quick one, too.
No, really.
Slice it dicey, onesie twicey.
I assure you.
Big old Russian beard, needed cleared, quickly sheared, gonna clean you ear to ear, front to rear, faster than you can sing. Tradition, send you off to your perdition.
You always sing what you were thinking, Mr. Tuss.
I almost always do, I just can't help myself.
We gotta get rescued quick.
God, do you hear us? We need some rescuing quick.
Mr. Tuss?
Yes?
I'm Maria. I couldn't help noticing you looked a little gloomy-doomy.
I almost always do. I just can't help myself.
Well, I think we can turn that frown upside down. Join me in a song, won't you? We've been here 16, going on 17 days, or weeks, or more.
If you do not stop singing, I'm going to clip your bloody windpipe.
My windpipe, my windpipe, I use it most every day.
You are 5 seconds from finding your digits in a pan of dough.
Doe, a deer, a female deer, doesn't fresh meat sound divine?
My thoughts exactly. I know how to solve a problem like Maria.
As long as we're all bickering, may I ask you, Mrs. Dolly Levi, I have a concern.
Oh, not as concerned as I am over the limey with the razor over there.
Mm-hmm. It is my daughter's. I am thinking that being stranded thousands of miles away from the nearest nice Jewish boy may have an impact on their marriage prospects.
Oh, au contraire, my Slavic shtetl settler. I know some simply lovely young men who belong to the Sharks and the Jets. Take my card. For a modest fee, I would be more than happy to...
Oh, there you all are.
Well, Professor Higgins, Henry Higgins, that is, as I live and breathe heavily.
A newbie to the island? What is Professor Higgins up to? Will our motley mob of musical mortals make their way off the island? Answers and much more coming up in the second half of Legally Zounds, right after these brief words from K-Om.
Ooh, scatter kids. We are listening to Legally Zounds, coming to you live from the Sapphire Palace at Blue Lake Casino and Hotel. We will be back with the second half in 1 minute and 34 seconds. All right, we are listening to a live radio production of Legally Zounds from Redwood Curtain Theater, coming to you live from Sapphire Palace at Blue Lake Casino and Hotel. And now we return to Act Two.
When we last left Bally High, Professor Henry Higgins had just popped up.
Oh, there you all are.
Well, Professor Henry Higgins, as I live and breathe heavily.
Well, hello, Dolly.
Hello, Henry. I will sing to you all night if I must.
You're not singing that every time she sees someone she knows. I don't care if you got to change your name, Toots. We ain't doing no fanfare.
We are not doing any fanfare.
I beg your pardon?
The proper usage is we are not doing any fanfare. It's simple, really. You try it.
I ain't trying nothing.
I am not trying anything.
You want I should take my rusty Jimmy to his bleeding head, older governor?
Good Lord, I can see my work is cut out for me with you, my dear fellow.
Well, I think my work might be cut out of you, Master Henry Higgins.
Henry Higgins, now you try.
I'll knock your brine right down the drine like bloody Rhine.
No. My brain's in pain, flow mainly down the drain.
I'm gonna bloody kill you.
And when you do, where will you find my brain?
Down the drain.
Down the drain.
His brain's in pain, flow mainly down the drain.
I think he's got it.
He's gonna get it.
I've had it!
What's the matter, Nathan?
When are we gonna be rescued?
Tomorrow,
tomorrow. I love you tomorrow.
Stop, stop. You say that every day.
God, it's Tevye. Please get rid of the little red-haired girl.
Yeah, right, like anybody up there is frickin' listening to anything we sing down here.
Oh, look, it's the nihilistic young person.
I ain't frickin' nihilistic, I'm frickin' realistic. I'm Mimi from the village.
Not my village.
Greenwich Village, where I pay rent. $25,600 minutes. That's how long I think we've all been trapped here.
Oh, lovely. Another person to help me cheer people up. Sunstroke, starvation, malaria, mosquitoes.
Anyway, I came to tell you all that I might have some answers.
About what's going on with this weirdo island?
What about my daughters?
What about food?
I can take a swipe at that.
I just do not think it is a wise move to put Sweeney Todd in charge of food preparation.
What do you know, Nathan Detroit? Can't even get a crap game together.
Well, my show ain't closing in September.
'Cause yours closed 50 years ago.
The box office lives on the thrill of revivals.
525,600 reasons I can think of why I should off myself.
How do you handle a problem like depression?
Sigh, I'm surprised with the sight of sharks and jets.
Oh, well... Well, hello, madness. Yes, hello, madness.
Wait. I think we can all survive here together. We just have to find a unifying theme song.
Is that a boat I see?
That ain't no boat. That's Ethel Merman.
There's no business like show business, like no business I know.
And so, the castaways stay on Bally High for what seems like forever, coming up with clever songs and sketches and silent auctions until the government shutdown finally ended and the Coast Guard rescued them.
The end.
Hi. I'm Nancy of Humboldt Creations. I've spent my entire life creating new and exciting jewelry, and hopefully will spend the rest of my life creating more of the fine jewelry you have come to know and love. And...
Whoa there. I'm the creator around here.
Who's that? Who's there?
It's God.
What?
God, the creator of all things. And who is this who claims to be a creator?
Oh, I see, Mr. God. I'm Nancy, creator of all sorts of fine jewelry. What sort of things do you create again?
What do I create? What do I create? Why, I created everything!
Well, so what have you created lately? Anything so exquisite as these works of art, cleverly disguised as jewelry, made of the finest polished stones and gems?
Well, it's actually been a while since I was in the biz. But I always did like messing with rocks back in the day. I do have to say, what you've done with my raw material is not bad.
Not bad? Take a look at these.
Oh, my, now very impressive.
Mm-hmm.
How do you manage to get such beauty out of such ordinary stone?
When you create with love, the lovely beauty shows through.
Well, now you're talking my game, and clearly your creations are a bit of heaven on earth.
You got that right.
Humboldt Creations.
Hey, Bonnie, have you seen Bird Box, that new Netflix movie where Sandra Bullock is blindfolded in a boat going down the Smith River?
Bird Box?
Uh-huh. Or Murder Mountain, that new Netflix series about murders in the marijuana industry in Southern Humboldt.
Murder Mountain?
Barney, you've got to stay up to date with the Humboldt entertainment culture.
Oh, like Sarah Bareilles' Waitress opening in London, or Sarah Bareilles' new album coming out in a few months, or the new TV series based on Sarah Bareilles' album Little Voice?
Okay. Anyway, those Netflix movies make it seem like Humboldt is only made up of monsters and marijuana, meth, murder, and mayhem.
Oh, nice alliteration. Dr. Seuss would be proud.
That gives me an idea. Birds in Box by Dr. Seuss-ish. Bird Box Murder Mountain.
Birds in Box. Bullock with Birds in Box. Blindfold on Bullock with Birds in Box.
Murder on Mountain. Murder on Mountain for marijuana. Murder on Mountain for marijuana near Miranda.
Birds in trees, tweet. Birds in boxes, tweet. Birds in trees and boxes and boats, tweet.
Don't look, girl. Don't look, boy. Let's ride rapids down Smith River, girl. Let's steer clear of Southern Humboldt, boy.
Growers growing off the grid. Camp copters cruising off the grid.
Weed warriors whacking walkers. Cannabis kings encountering coppers.
Humboldt County's in the movies. Humboldt County's really groovy. It's more than weed or meth or crack or speed or horse or coke or smack.
The birds we have are not in a box. The boats we have are moored in our docks. The mountains aren't overflowing with murder, and there's nothing too scary on the Smith River.
So turn off your Netflix. Get off of that mountain. Take off the blindfold and drink from that fountain of theater in all of its glorious ways. Because life shouldn't be all work and no plays.
And now, from the police files of Lost Coast Communications, we present to you Arcata 911, CSI, FBI, PI, 50, SVU, SUV, Prius.
Oh, crap. Where's the phone?
You're doing it with your
ring,
phone.
Ring. Wait, ring. Arcata Police, how can I help you?
It's McKinley.
Oh, very funny, ma'am. McKinley died in 1901.
No, not me.
Well, then who?
Him.
Him who?
McKinley. He's...
He's what?
He's defiled.
What do you mean, defiled?
He looks like he's breaking out.
Oh, he can't break out. We're taking him down. The people of Arcata voted no on Measure M.
No, officer, he looks like layers are peeling off.
Layers peeling off?
Yes, all over, like he's undressing or something.
He can't undress on the plaza. That's illegal. I'll be right over. Chica-ching-a-ching. What's going on here, little lady? We heard Mr. Statue might be going naked hippie on us right here on the plaza.
Oh, I am just done. Son, can you show the officer?
See here, officer? These are the spots my mom was talking about. He's not actually getting naked.
Oh, good thing. Because then we'd have to write him a ticket for indecent overexposure.
Officer, please. Someone has hurt Mr. McKinley, our statue, ma'am.
He's a statue. He can't be hurt.
Well, my feelings are hurt. Because not everyone loves that statue the way my ancestors, who were the first people to come to this land and steal the land from the actual first people who lived on this land, love that statue.
All right.
Somebody get this boy a vodka cran, stat.
Thanks, officer. Now, take a closer look. Look at all those green spots.
Ooh, well, I see what you mean now by defiled. Ooh. Whoa there, boy. That statue sounds hollower than people made him out to be in that vote they had.
Who do you think would have done something like this, officer?
What the heck was that? What's that?
Oh, God. Stop. Just like the modern justice system to never bother asking the victim who may have harmed them.
He's talking.
Yes, yes, I'm talking, you slimy, sniveling, sorry excuse for a human being.
Sorry, Mr. Statue. I just got so upset that someone would hurt you like that.
Oh, that's all right, boy. I appreciate the concern. Now, I was just minding my own business, thumbing a ride to McKinleyville when these hippies picked me up, stuck me right here in the middle of a farmer's market. Been trying to hitch a ride north toward Mactown for 100 years now, it seems. Y'all think I got my thumb out like this for looking stupid?
Go on.
Well, I've been here forever, and I figured I might as well get comfy. This morning I woke up and looked like I had them measles or chicken pox or something.
It does look pretty bad. Maybe we should call a doctor.
Doctor, doctor, did somebody say doctor? I'm a doctor. I can help.
Take a look at this, will you, Doc? That look contagious to you?
Nope. Nope, not contagious, but it's going to take some serious work to get him back in shape.
Oh, thank goodness.
Praise Jesus.
Okay, Doc, well, you get to work on him, and we'll get to work tracking down who might have done this to the poor fella.
You betcha. I'll have his patina shinier than a baby's bottom in 2 shakes of a hippie dance.
Thanks, Doc.
Thank you, Doctor.
I knew we should have built a wall around McKinley.
How are things going here in the crime lab?
Well, we're running a complete analysis of the ultralific ionic compounds that could do something like this.
But we're pretty sure we already know what caused this kind of damage to Mr. Statue.
Well, what is it?
Well, a variety of chemicals can cause changes in the color of the patina on a bronze statue.
And?
Ammonium sulfide can turn bronze black or blue.
Mm-hmm. Liver of sulfur can make it brown.
Ferric nitrate can turn bronze a yellow-like color.
Mm-hmm.
Green? Green! They done turned the statue green with spots. What could make bronze turn green?
Cupric nitrate!
Well, it looks like we need to figure out who could get a hold of some cupric nitrate.
Ma'am, that could be just about anyone.
Well, a whole hell of a lot of help you two are.
What he forgot to say, ma'am, is that the people most likely to have access to the chemical ready to go and the knowledge of how to disfigure a statue in that way...
Defile?
Sorry, ma'am. Defile? A statue like that would be... the art students at HSU.
Well, it looks like I'm going to have some fun today. Going to go rile up some students and see who starts sweating first. Dang, I just missed lunch. Now I'm going to have to go hunt those students down on a hungry belly. Freeze, you scumbags!
Excuse me, officer. What is the meaning of this?
Bang! Now that was a warning shot. The next one won't be a warning if y'all don't fess up to who the... Cupicaro-wielding hoodlum is. What's this we got here in that tin, little Susie?
My name isn't Susie, officer.
Don't get smart with me, little girl. What's in the tin?
This is a can of cupric nitrate, officer. I'm using it to make the patina on my bronze frog teapot a green color.
A green color? You don't say. All right, you're coming with me, little Susie.
Wait, officer, you can't take her just because she's using cupric nitrate, a common art supply for art students.
Boy, don't get smart with me with all your cupolotic nighting taking jibber jabber.
Seriously, officer, practically every student in here is using the same stuff.
Well, I'll be darned if you ain't right. Okay, you're all under arrest. For defiling Mr. McKinley R. Statue, a man of dignity, a man of honor, a man with one seriously tired thumb. That's right, everyone. Hands on desks. Station one, this is team leader. I'm going to need a paddy wagon up here at the HSU Arts Building.
Officer, is that our building A or our building B?
Ching-a-ching, a ching-a-ching.
Load them up. Hey there, doctor. What can I do for you, doc?
Say, how are we arresting all of these young college students without proof they actually committed the crime? You wouldn't just go arrest everyone with a gun if someone was shot, would you?
Well, guns are different. Second Amendment says we have a right to bear arms.
And what about the First Amendment?
First Amendment? What's that nonsense?
Freedom of speech.
Oh, no, not you two numbskulls.
Well, it's true, officer. Cupric nitrate is a common art supply used by sculptors.
And while we did say the perpetrator likely used cupric nitrate, we didn't mean everyone who has cupric nitrate is guilty.
There y'all go again with your cuperotic yadda nonsense again.
We prefer the term
science.
Dear Lord in heaven.
Yes.
Holy jeez. What in tarnation's lily gizzard was that?
It's me, God. You rang.
God? Listen. These fools here telling me I can't arrest these Koopa-Boopa-wielding students.
That is correct. Actually, they are all innocent.
Well, I'll be damned if this hasn't been one of the trickiest cases I ever worked on. Doc, you think you and the lab techs can work on this for a while and see if you can find any actual evidence to help us out?
Oh, yeah, sure thing, officer. Too bad. He'll never figure out. It was all conspired to by myself. And the Arcata CSI Lab Techs.
Lab Tech 1, I love you.
I love you, Lab Tech 2.
Will you marry me? Then we can go around the country like Bonnie and Clyde.
Johnny.
Johnny and Clyde. Defiling all the imperialistic, colonialistic statues around the country.
And they lived happily ever after.
We now return to the classy portion of our show. Christina Juris.
Thank you.
Christina Gioras. And her band, Mr. Larry Pitts on piano, Matt Gioras on the bass, and Ben Aldag on the drum.
Hey, Terry, you look worried.
Oh, Julie, I am. You know, I'm planning to retire from teaching in a few years, and I just don't know what to do with all that retirement money I'll be making. Not to mention all those teacher bonuses I've been hiding under my mattress in case there's a run on the banks.
Oh, Terry. Forget your troubles, come on, get happy. Coast Central could show you how. The credit union will make it snappy. You know you're in the money now. Invest your savings, CDs, and IRAs. You're going to love all the tellers, too. For all your checking or loans or credit, Coast Central will be there for you.
Coast Central Credit Union. It's local.
And conveniently located all over Humboldt County.
Even under my mattress?
Oh, Terry.
Well, folks, you didn't think we'd let a year go by without a silly parody of a classical musical, did you?
Oh, that's my cue. Mm. You know, Clint, living in Humboldt, I love it. But it's so isolated. You know, sometimes it feels like we live on an island.
Like an island in the South Pacific?
Yeah, just like that.
We've got oysters, we've got fog, we've got redwoods by the sea.
We got goat cheese and we've made it here locally.
We got lumberjacks and fishing and an hour to the snow.
What ain't we got? Trader Joe's!
Lots of stores in Humboldt County are awesome for a drop-in. But there is one particular store that we all go to Redding or Santa Rosa or Petaluma to shop in.
We ain't got no Trader Joe's. Redding's far away. Santa Rosa store burned down, but reopening any day.
We got farmers market produce and organic merchandise.
And the co-op offers sushi with gluten-free brown rice.
But we're hungry for the special stuff you can't get on the coast.
Joe, listen, please, we need you most.
We got the co-op and E-Natch and Gross Out and Safeway and even the few stores that are left of Ray's. But there is one particular store that we love the most, and to get there we would travel for many days.
We got lots and lots of rain and some Mary Jane, but we haven't yet attained the favorite store to keep us sane.
Get some Dunkers at the Joe's.
Two-buck chuck at Trader Joe's.
Canned corn at Trader Joe's.
Dried mangoes at the Joe's.
Stinky cheese at the Joe's.
Basil hummus at the Joe's.
There ain't a store near here that's Trader Joe's pier. You can't buy cookie butter anywhere here.
So please, God, somebody bring us Trader Joe's.
Oh. Wait, I just realized. Is this our South Pacific parody?
Obviously, Terry. Why?
I got one.
Terry, Peggy already wrote it. It's done.
No. I got a hilarious one. Let me do it.
Okay.
I am high in Humboldt every night, every day.
We said we were going to limit the cannabis jokes this year.
But pot is funny.
Terry, please.
But I even came up with something that rhymes with cannabis. No one
Terry,
else could.
What on earth rhymes with cannabis?
Banana bus, little sister.
Moving on. Charlie, are you still single?
Yeah. You know anyone?
Somewhere in the redwoods, I will find my true love. I will see her dancing across a field of ferns, or climbing some dunes, or surfing the waves, or maybe she's climbing on Strawberry Rock. Maybe tonight,
hey,
you never know, maybe I'll find her at the casino.
Yeah, that is so sweet. Good luck with that, Charlie.
Julie, you are such a pessimist. Let the kid have his dreams.
I am not a pessimist. I am a realist. You're the one who's the crazy cockeyed optimist. Everything's going to be fine. The new Congress will fix it. They're going to impeach him. President Pelosi, blah, blah, blah. I don't believe a minute of it.
Come on, Julie. We've got to stay hopeful.
Impeach that man right out of that house.
We will impeach that man right out of that house.
And off to Pelican Bay.
We're gonna shove those jerks right out of D.C.
We're gonna shove those jerks right out of D.C.
We're gonna shove those jerks right out of D.C.
No more foul play.
Don't try to cheer me up.
Quit your mope. Have some hope.
Let me be crotchety.
Things are bad, but be glad.
Things are strange, but they will change.
Yes, sister.
We will impeach that man right out of that house.
We will impeach that man right out of that house. We will impeach that man right out of that house. And off to Pelican Bay.
Hey, 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 hey. We got to get back to the topic at hand. Humboldt County. Do you all know what I think the best part of Humboldt County is?
What?
Redwood Curtain Theater. Mm-hmm. Redwood Curtain is the theater I love. Redwood Curtain is the theater I love. Redwood Curtain is the theater I love.
I'm not allowed to say we're the best.
But we are. Redwood Curtain's doing edgy stuff. We're always doing edgy stuff. Gays and nudes and F-bombs, edgy stuff.
No, we don't do Neil Simon. Redwood Curtain's turning 21. 20 seasons now we're 21.
Can't believe that we are 21.
You should buy season tickets now. You should buy season tickets now.
Season opens in February with a hilarious modern take on the choices that we make. A show for everybody. It's called Everybody.
In April, show number 2 brings us the provocative story of a young man at a crossroads, Prodigal Son by John Patrick Shanley. Mm-hmm.
In July, Pulitzer Prize-winning playwright Lynn Nottage brings us Intimate Apparel, a story of love and finding your worth.
Four beautiful badass women from the French Revolution star in a comedy with guts and guillotines. In September's The Revolutionists.
And concluding our 21st season is the riveting drama Rabbit Hole from our favorite playwright, David Lindsay Abaire, directed by me.
Tickets are on sale right now at redwoodcurtain.com. With only 80 seats, order yours now to avoid sold-out shows.
Redwood Curtain's turning 21. 20 seasons now, we're 21.
Come and celebrate with us, have some fun.
You should all buy tickets now.
You should all buy tickets now.
That's our show. Thank you very much. You're listening to Little Down. Featuring the writing talents and voices of Judy Engels, Terry Desch, Bonnie Halverson, Charlie Heimer, James Hitchcock, and Peggy Metzger. The piano stylings of Mr. Larry Pitts. The scintillating serenades of Ms. Christina Juris. And our band, backed by Matt Juris and Ben Aldag. Our live show tonight is broadcast by the good folks at K-Hub, by Master DJ Cliff Berkowitz. Our sound is expertly engineered by Tim Carroll and Universal Balance Buckets here in the Sapphire Palace at Blue Bay Casino. And brought to you by our wonderful sponsors, tell them you heard it on Legally Zounds. Season 2019 is just beginning. Visit us online at redwoodcurtain.com. To order season tickets, make a donation, get show information, and visit redwoodcurtaincasting.com for the latest film and television opportunities. Season 2019 opens February 21st with the comedy Everybody. Get your season tickets now. This is Clint Rebick for Redwood Curtain Theater. Good night.
You've been listening to Legally Zounds from Redwood Curtain Theater in front of a live audience at Sapphire Palace at Blue Lake Casino and Hotel. It's 5 minutes after 9 o'clock. You've got it on KHUM, Cutton, Eureka, Arcata, and Ferndale, and streaming on the web at khum.com. We now return to our studios.